Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, in a little apartment house in Paris, Superman receives alarming news from the elderly caretaker.
Ah, the poor mademoiselle, the poor mademoiselle.
What poor girl are you talking about?
She of the American newspaper.
You mean Lois Lane?
Oui, that is the one.
Well, what happened to her?
Oh, it is dreadful, monsieur. A man wearing a mask over his face carried her away.
Carried her away?
Oui, and when I tried to stop him, he struck me on the head with his gun.
What?
Now, heaven only knows what has happened to the poor mademoiselle.
Gang, have you ever watched as sailing skippers race their swift, sleek boats across the windy water? Well, take it from me, gang. There are mighty few things more thrilling or beautiful to watch than tall, white sails winging in front of a stiff breeze. Now, let me tell you a few things about sailing, which is a complicated and scientific art. For one thing, as you know, the only way a sailboat can move is if the wind pushes it. And should the sailboat, by some mistake, go directly into the wind, then it will be pushed backwards. Well, to avoid this, a smart skipper zigzags his boat back and forth until he can get it into a spot where the wind is on his side. Well, this zigzagging is called tacking, and it's a vital part of sailing. Now then, after the skipper and his crew have finished tacking one lap of the race, they have to make a very sharp turn to go off to another direction. This sharp turn is called coming about, and it's the most difficult part of the race because here's where you can lose your speed and the race. With precision timing, the crew, working together as a perfect team, must shift the big sails from one side to another while the skipper steers. Yes, gang, teamwork is the formula for winning all victories. That's how our nation won its great victory in 1776, when we gained our independence. That's how we won world leadership and greatness down through the years, by teamwork. Yes, real teamwork in which Americans of every race and religion work together to achieve victories that could never have been won by individuals. Don't ever forget that. Americans are the ones who did it.
And now, the adventures of Superman!
Arriving in Paris in response to an urgent summons from her sister Diana, who is a professional dancer, Lois Lane, reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet, learned that her sister had mysteriously disappeared from her apartment. Later that same night, while Clark Kent, who unknown to all is Superman, was in pursuit of a young man named Raymond, who was Diana's dancing partner, Lois was accosted by a masked gunman. And when Superman returned with Raymond to the little boarding house where Diana had lived, he found Lois gone. And in the downstairs hall, Jean, the elderly caretaker, was unconscious from a blow on the head. Working swiftly, Superman revived the old man, who, on regaining consciousness, began wailing.
Oh, the poor mamselle. Oh, the poor mamselle.
Miss Lane, what happened to her?
A man wearing a mask over his face, he carried Mademoiselle Lois Lane away.
Carried her away?
Oui, when I tried to stop him, he struck me on the head with a gun.
What?
Oh, great snakes. First Diana disappears, and now Lois. What's going on here?
Just a moment, Raymond. Just a moment. Listen, Jean. How long ago did this happen?
I do not know, Monsieur Superman. I've been unconscious. And not how long. Oh,
but you must have some idea what time it was when you saw the man take Miss Lane away.
Let me think. I had been awakened just before to admit Monsieur Marin, the tenant, on the second floor. It was only a few minutes later when I heard the sound at the door and saw the masked man carrying Mlle Lois.
Yes, yes. What time did you admit, Monsieur Marin?
That I remember.
Good.
The clock in the church tower was striking 2.
2 a.m. What time is it now, Raymond?
5 minutes past 3.
Oh, They've got over an hour's start, and I have no idea where to look for them.
But why should anyone take Lois away?
I don't know, unless...
Unless what, Superman?
Well, unless it has something to do with her sister Diana's disappearance.
Why should that...
I don't know why. Wait, Raymond. That letter.
Huh?
That French letter Diana showed you, the one she said put her in danger.
Oh, yeah.
You said she kept it in a false back behind a picture frame.
That's right.
That letter might give us a clue to what has happened to the girls.
Could be.
Jean, you better telephone Captain Dulac of the police department right away. Tell him to come here as fast as he can.
Hey, monsieur,
but Superman...
Come on, Raymond. You and I are going upstairs to Diana's apartment. And you'd better pray that letter is still there.
Here's the picture I mean, Superman. There's a false back in the frame.
Yes, I see, but we're too late, Raymond.
Well, what do you mean, too late?
The letter is gone.
Well, how do you know?
Never mind, look for yourself.
What? You're right, it is empty.
Yes, either Diana took the letter with her, or somebody else did.
But who else would?
Whoever took Diana and Lois away. Oh, I was hoping the letter would give me the clue I need. Now we're right back where we started.
Hey, wait, Superman. I don't think the letter was important.
What? Well, it must be. Otherwise, why would Diana have said she was in great danger because of it?
Well, I don't know how that's possible. She told me somebody handed it to her in a restaurant.
You know who it was?
A man whom Diana had never seen before.
Oh.
Now, you know nobody would give an important letter to a perfect stranger.
Well, I'm not so sure. Odder things have happened. Look, Raymond, Diana showed you the letter. Have you any idea what it said?
No, I told you it was in French, and neither of us can read French.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, was it written on a printed letterhead?
No.
Well, can you remember anything about it? Anything at all? To whom it was addressed, or the signature?
No, I didn't pay any attention to it.
Oh.
As I told you, I thought Diana was just making up some story as an excuse to break up our dance tour. I was curious.
Monsieur.
Yes, Jean.
Captain Dulac, say he proceed here at once.
Good.
Also, monsieur, I have just had a conversation with Monsieur Marin.
Oh?
He is the tenant on the floor below. And he say he heard noise at the door tonight and look out from his window.
Yes?
He saw a man place a large burden in a car. And he think it might very well have been Mademoiselle Lane.
Uh-oh.
Then he saw the car drive off.
All right, wait a minute. Did Marin notice what sort of car it was?
Oui, a small Fiat, he say. A sedan.
Good for you and Monsieur Marin, Jean. Look, Raymond, you wait here for Captain Dulac. I'll have a look for that car.
Yes, but...
And I suggest you don't try to get away again, Raymond. You're not out of the woods yet, you know.
I'm perfectly innocent.
Maybe. But I'm warning you, stay right here until I get back. Up with this window. I'll see you both later. Up, up, and away!
Leaping from a window of the little boarding house, Superman streaks through the dark skies, his keen eyes searching below for the car in which Lois Lane was carried away. Meanwhile, in a dusty, closely shuttered room, dimly lit by two flickering candles and furnished with a few pieces of faded plush furniture, Lois sits a prisoner. A wiry man wearing a greasy cap and a mask over his face holds her arm. A tall, broad-shouldered man, likewise masked, but with a large leonine head of iron gray hair, stands before them.
Now listen to me, mademoiselle.
You listen to me, whoever you are. What's the meaning of this outrage, of bringing me here against my will? I'm an American citizen, and I demand...
I suggest you be quiet. Listen to me, mademoiselle.
I will not be quiet. I demand to know why I'm brought here against my... Oh, stop it. You're breaking my arm.
You were ordered to be quiet. Do as you are told, and you will not be harmed.
You brute. You pay for this.
Believe me, mademoiselle, I'll grant this courtesy to a lady.
Oh, yes.
But much is at stake, and it will of a necessity go much harder with you unless you tell me the truth.
The truth about what? I don't know what
you're talking about. A certain letter, a very important letter, fell accidentally into the hand of your sister. What do you know of it?
I don't know anything of it. I told this man that. Now, you'd better
You're
let
certain
me...
you do not know where the letter is?
I told you I never even heard of this letter. Now, what is this all about? Who are you?
Monsieur? You searched Mademoiselle's luggage.
Right. And I also searched every inch of Mademoiselle Diana's apartment once more, as you directed. I am certain that which you seek is not there.
Will you please tell
and
me
only
what
one
is...
thing remains to be done. Bring Mademoiselle Diana here.
Oui, monsieur.
Diana?
So.
You mean Diana's here?
Oui, she is.
Oh.
Come with me, mademoiselle.
Diana?
Lois.
Diana, darling, are you all right?
Lois, how did you get here?
Silence. What happened to you?
Silence, I said. Mademoiselle Diana, you are very fond of your sister, are you not?
Of course I am. She and I are all that's left of our family. And you better let her go.
You would not like to see her die, eh?
Oh, now, listen, you're...
Unless you tell me where is the letter, Mademoiselle Diana, I will...
But I told you, I lost...
I do not believe you, Mademoiselle.
It's true.
I think you hid it Or gave it to someone?
No, I didn't, honestly. I tell you,
wait a minute, Diana. What is this letter he's talking about?
Well, hear me, Mademoiselle Diana. Unless you tell me at once what I wish to know, you will see your sister die.
Oh, no.
And then you will die, too. Now, I give you just 1 minute to decide the fate of your sister and yourself.
Gang, did you ever come home kind of hungry for sweets and dig into a big jar of real honey? Well, if you never tried that, you have a real treat in store. For honey is not only good, it's good for you. You know, we get our honey from the bees, who get it from the flowers. But I bet you'd never guess which blossoms give the best honey. Well, let me tell you. Most of the honey that you and I eat comes from the alfalfa or clover blossom. But there are lots of other kinds, too. There's magnolia and orange blossom honey that comes from the south. But the sweetest tasting honey of all comes from the heather-like blooms of the sourwood tree. Now, who would think that from something like that, the sourwood tree, you could get such sweetness? But let me tell you, the bee knows better. Thank goodness the bee doesn't know one name from another, else 9 chances out of 10, he would have skipped the sourwood tree right by. But he's too smart for that. All he looks for is quality, and never minds anything else. Now, let's take a tip from the bee, because we know it's silly to judge a tree, or a person for that matter, by a name. Too often, folks don't know any better, and they size up a fellow incorrectly. Not by the quality of his individual merits, but by unimportant things like his name, or his race, or his religious background. Well, don't you be taken in by that kind of business. Remember, you'll never know that the sourwood tree is sweet unless you taste the honey the bee extracts from it. And you'll never know a fellow is good or a fellow is bad unless you get to know his character. That's as important to you as it is to the other fellow. So always keep that in mind.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. A mysterious masked man who holds both Lois Lane and her sister Diana prisoners has given Diana just 1 minute to reveal the whereabouts of a certain letter. If she refuses, the masked man threatens both she and Lois will die. Now in the dusty candlelit room, the masked gray-haired man has motioned Jock, his henchman, aside, permitting Lois and Diana to speak together in low tones.
What is this letter he's talking about, Diana?
What? I can't tell you now, Lois.
Well, do you know where it is?
Yes.
Well, then tell him, honey. For heaven's sake, tell him.
But I can't, Lois. I can't.
Well, why not, Diana? He said he'd finish us both if you didn't, and I think he means it.
So do I. But he'll finish us if I do tell him, too.
Oh, no.
Yes.